This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The Menendez brothers take a big step towards their possible freedom.
I know Lyle and Eric. I know them personally. I know their growth. I've seen their journeys. And they are absolutely well-suited for this process for resentencing.
Keep your heads up, California drivers. The CHP has some sneaky, low-profile patrol cars on the roads.
Unfortunately, people misbehave when that black and white isn't around. And the purpose of this car is maybe in the back of the people's minds that drive recklessly, they might think twice because this car may be behind them and they don't realize it.
And while it didn't happen in Southern California, the arrest of the mayor of Newark, New Jersey by ICE agents will have national ramifications.
They feel no weight of the law. They feel no restraint on what they should be doing. And that was shown in broad daylight today when they not just arrested the mayor of Newark, but when they put their hands on two members of Congress who are standing behind me. How is this acceptable?
Welcome to the LA Local for Friday, May 9th, 2025. It's brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, Jonathan Service, who has never once, not even a little bit, ever, gone over the speed limit. I swear. Promise. On today's Local, the CHP be creeping on ya with some new undercover patrol cars. An onslaught of sick sea lions is keeping rescuers way too busy along the Southern California coastline. And the mayor of a big city is arrested by ICE agents. But let's start with the ongoing saga of Eric and Lyle Menendez. Convicted of the brutal murders of their parents back in 1989, they've been sitting in prison ever since. For the better part of a year, the Menendez brothers have been trying to get a resentencing hearing in court that might just lead to their release, citing new evidence of pervasive sexual abuse of the brothers by their murdered father, Jose Menendez. There were disagreements between the outgoing LA County District Attorney, George Gascon, and the man who beat him in last year's election, new DA Nathan Hochman. Gascon was willing to support a resentencing hearing for the Menendez brothers, while Hochman opposed it. Well, today, it looks like the final hurdle has been cleared, and the brothers will be back in court as soon as next week to have their life sentences possibly reduced. Our Karen Adams explains.
There are no new motions standing in the way of the resentencing. LA County DA Nathan Hochman tried again to get the judge to toss the resentencing motion for Eric and Lyle Menendez submitted by his predecessor, citing new information, recent risk assessments of the two.
They determined that they posed a moderate risk of violence as opposed to the low risk which had been assessed before. With Lyle Menendez, they also looked at a variety of rule violations in which he had engaged in, reaching the same conclusion that he no longer posed a low risk of violence in the future, but posed a moderate risk.
The judge again denied Hochman's motion, saying the risk assessments were incomplete and noted there was nothing alarming in them. The brothers' attorney, Mark Garagos.
We're very happy that I believe this is the fourth time that he's tried and lost trying to undercut what is 35 years of remarkable work by both of the brothers.
During the hearing, Garagos was supposed to ask the judge to remove the DA's office from the case, but Garagos withdrew his motion, citing strategic reasons. So now, over 2 days next week, Tuesday and Wednesday, the Menendez brothers will move closer to freedom after 35 years, but it's still up in the air whether they'll be speaking at their resentencing hearing.
Expect full coverage of the brothers' resentencing hearing next week. That should get underway on Tuesday. Okay, so this next story is not local. I'll admit that up front. So I'm breaking some LA local rules. But I think it's a critical moment in this larger national debate we're having about how far the powers of the federal government should extend. Story goes like this. Immigration and Customs Enforcement opened up a private detention facility in the city of Newark, New Jersey. There were disagreements between the feds and local Newark officials about the legal standing of the new jail. So Newark Mayor Ross Baraka and three members of Congress from New Jersey went down to the facility for a tour and to bring media attention to the issue. What happened next is still being sorted out and is in some dispute. But essentially, ICE agents told Mayor Baraka that while the members of Congress were permitted to carry out oversight and tour the facility, the mayor was not allowed in. At some point, the mayor did step inside the gates of the jail, but then he left on his own accord. After leaving the facility after their tour, the members of Congress joined Mayor Baraka outside the gates. At that point, the mayor goes over to a public area where other protesters were gathered. Then, outside the gates, the mayor of Newark was taken into custody by a team of masked federal agents wearing military fatigues. I want to play some sound from New Jersey Congressman Rob Menendez, who was there touring the facility and was right next to Mayor Baraka when he was arrested and when members of Congress ended up getting into pushing matches with ICE agents.
I can't begin to describe what happened here today. It started as part of our core functions as members of Congress to conduct oversight of ICE and privately run detention centers, where we waited patiently for over an hour and a half, just waited. Waited to do what we've done together at Elizabeth Detention Center. We waited. And then we only saw action taking place outside where we were waiting, not knowing what was happening. We walked out to see what was going on. We saw Mayor Baraka out here by himself, mayor of the largest city in New Jersey, waiting for us to come back. ICE brought to meet the mayor of Newark over 20 armed individuals. 20 armed individuals to confront the mayor of Newark along with three members of Congress. It was an act of intimidation. It was an act of intimidation not just to the mayor, not just to us, but to everyone watching. We know what ICE has been doing in our communities. We know that the president lied and this administration lies every day when they're saying they're going after criminals. It is not true. They feel no weight of the law. They feel no restraint on what they should be doing. And that was shown in broad daylight today when they not just arrested the mayor of Newark, but when they put their hands on two members of Congress who are standing behind me. How is this acceptable to anyone in this country? How is this acceptable?
It's a very emotional New Jersey Congressman, Rob Menendez. The mayor of Newark was held by ICE for several hours before he was finally released. More to come on this story. All right, quick break here to take care of some business. And when we return, no fair CHP using sneaky low-profile patrol cars. And there's a crisis underway for marine life living in Southern California coastal waters. You're listening to the LA Local. We'll be right back.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for sticking with us on Friday's edition of the LA Local. I'm your incredibly safe driving host, Jonathan Service. Why am I emphasizing that I'm a safe, responsible, and patient driver? Well, that's because California Highway Patrol clearly isn't fighting fair. They're deploying new patrol cars in the hopes of cracking down on what the agency is calling video game-styled aggressive driving. But not just any patrol cars, sneaky patrol cars. I talked to CHP Officer Alec Pareda to get more details.
So it's a unique thing the CHP is implementing. We've done it in the past and we're bringing it back. The CHP purchased in total 400 Dodge Durangos for the fleet, but we are designating 100 of these vehicles to be these specially marked patrol vehicles. And what they are is different colored looking vehicles, slick tops, no lights on top, almost looking undercover, but they are police vehicles. There is a highway patrol insignia on the side, but they'll be different colors like burgundy, navy, gray, and other colors. And the overall purpose of them is to use them for enforcement on the freeways. The CHP sees thousands of reckless driving calls on our freeways here in California, especially in metropolitan areas. And we're hoping that these will deter that from happening.
Officer Pareto, why are you trying to sneak up on us like that? Why do us dirty for the drivers of California? And wait, let me offer a legit counterpoint here. If the mission is to deter, don't you want to be as noticeable as possible? Don't you want to stay in the black and white CHP paint job and have the light array at the top of the car that people can see in the rearview mirror? Because that's what slows them down, does it not?
It does, and we do see that. But we want people behaving at all times and driving safely at all times. And that's the overall purpose of this, is to bring safety up and to prevent people from driving like this. Those black and white cars are going to be out there just as much as they are right now, but these cars will be added in addition to that rotation, because unfortunately people misbehave when that black and white isn't around. And the purpose of this car is maybe in the back of the people's minds that drive recklessly, they might think twice because this car may be behind them and they don't realize it.
Throw some numbers at me, would you, about the aggressive driving problem. And we see it here in Los Angeles. Talk about the special threat that poses.
Yeah, so just to go over some numbers, like we were speaking about, California averages close to 400,000 crashes annually, and about one third of those are attributed and involve speed. In addition, 19,000 citations are given annually just for motorists that are going over 100 miles per hour. And we receive daily about 1,000 calls of reckless driving or driver speeding. So it's definitely a big issue.
You guys did something similar with the all-white patrol cars for a bit, right? Isn't that the same kind of idea?
Yes, exactly. Those cars were meant for enforcement, kind of similar to this. These are a little different with the color wave that they're using. But those cars, we still have those as well. Those are referred to as some people call it our polar bear. But that is another vehicle that we still have in our fleet.
Oh, that's cool. That's really a relief to know that there's also an additional set of cars that will be sneaking up on drivers. That's fun to know. And then again, don't CHP officers feel like they should give California drivers a bit of a sporting chance here at least? Don't they feel like it's, you tilt the playing field too much in favor of the officers and it's just not fun for you guys? That's got to be a consideration, right?
Yeah, it's not like we're trying to, go after the everyday person that is going, 10 miles per hour of the speed limit. That's not what we're here to do. That's not what these cars are meant for. These cars are meant for those egregious violators, those people that are cutting in and out of lanes, using the shoulders to pass, driving over 100 miles per hour. And nobody's happy with those. Nobody's trying to help those people out. So that's what the purpose of these cars are for. It's not meant to, tackle the little guy or come at people in a wrong way. We're just trying to stop those egregious violators.
All right, Officer Pareto, we'll see. We'll see. I'm holding you to it. All right. Thank you for being such a good sport. Keep your heads on a swivel out there. I mean, I grudgingly admit aggressive driving is a problem. I just don't want more tickets. Didn't I say I was a safe driver? All right. Finally, today, there is a pervasive toxic algae bloom that's been underway for months in the ocean waters off of Southern California's coast. It's killing hundreds of sea lions and dolphins. Our reporter, Emily Valdez, has been following marine wildlife rescuers in a series called Toxic Waters. Take a listen as marine biologist Jules Leone pulls off a near impossible rescue at Dockweiler Beach with Emily close by.
One more pull this way. Yep, one, two, three.
Jules and a lifeguard literally hoisted this female sea lion from inside, way down deep in the jetty.
Coast towards me. Yep.
Oh, there we go. Come on, girl.
Yeah, she's probably about between 150 and 170 pounds. I want her head over there away from us. Had to make a little kind of sea lion harness with the rope to get her flippers straight because they're getting wedged in the rocks.
Look out, look out.
Jules, that was a crazy rescue. You pulled the sea lion out from in between the rocks.
Yeah, that was, I didn't even know if it was feasible.
Super impressive.
I'm proud of ourselves,
proud of yourself.
Yeah. Well, there's a way, I guess.
Door one can go against
slotted in.
Put her on a stretcher and then carried her over to the truck.
Keep the cage steady. I'm looking at the tide right now. The tide is exactly where she was, so she wasn't very active. I don't know if she would have made it.
She would have drowned, maybe.
Yeah, she might have. So I'm really glad that we could help her and just give her a second chance, you know?
Hopefully she makes it. All right, we're going to get her back.
Yep, let's get her back.
Back here at the Marine Mammal Care Center, they have so many here. A lot of the sea lions just laying around, not moving much. Those are the sicker ones. And they have a pod here where they have ones that are getting a little more healthy, but they're still aggressive, which is not normal. It's definitely a triage situation here, and it has been for months. About how many animals are you rescuing every day?
During the peak of this bloom, I mean, one day we had, it was probably like 10 intakes, so 10 animals that were brought in. And it's a huge strain on our hospital team that does amazing work. It's a huge strain on us. The fact that it just takes so much time, each animal that we get, it could be almost a 2-hour kind of round trip endeavor just because of driving back and forth and the amount of coastline that we cover, 70 miles from Pacific Palisades all the way down to Long Beach.
We've had domoic acid, we've had the toxic algae blooms for 4 years in a row, and before talking to the other people at the Marine Mammal Care Center, it was maybe once or twice every 10 years. What is causing it to happen every year?
In short, climate change. The main thing that is affecting these harmful algal blooms are going to be nutrients.
What can people do in their own lives to help?
You know, a lot of fertilizers just from urban areas and nutrients from urban areas can contribute and run off into the ocean. And we need more resources for sure. So support from listeners really means a lot to us. And if you can't support us financially, you can support us by just coming to our center, getting educated.
Sea lions. If you see a sick sea lion on the beach, stay back. When they're sick like that, they can be aggressive and they bite. If you see a dolphin that strands itself, do not push it back into the water. It will drown. Instead, call the Marine Mammal Care Center Rescue Hotline at 1-800-39-WHALE. That's 1-800-39-WHALE. Can I just say that I'm seriously on the fence about getting back into the ocean to swim this summer and all of the beaches around the Pacific Palisades burn areas? Just not sure how safe it is, and that is a total bummer. All right, sorry to leave you on a down note. This has been the LA Local for Friday, May 9th. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Stay safe out there. Enjoy the warm sunshine this weekend. See you on Monday.